Page 42. Unit 4. Amazing World. Lesson A. Animal Behavior. 1. Vocabulary in Context. B. Listen and read the excerpts from a nature documentary. Complete the photo captions with these words. A. Breeding. B. Hibernation. C. Migration. Animal Behavior.
Every September, the Arctic tern leaves its breeding grounds in the Arctic and heads south to the Antarctic. When it arrives back in the Northern Hemisphere the next summer, it will have flown an average 70,000 kilometers, almost 44,000 miles, which means by the end of its 30-year lifespan, the Arctic tern will have flown the equivalent of 3 round trips to the moon.
In order to survive the winter months, many small mammals store food before they go into hibernation. Groundhogs, however, build up their fat reserves and then dig a burrow, where they hibernate until spring. By the time the groundhog is in its deep sleep, its heartbeat will have dropped from 80 to 4 beats per minute, and its body temperature will have fallen to only a few degrees above the outside temperature. By the time spring arrives, if it has not been attacked by predators, the groundhog will have been hibernating for almost 6 months.
After mating, a female emperor penguin lays a single egg before returning to the ocean, where she feeds and spends the winter. Penguins don't build nests. Instead, the male emperor balances the egg on his feet, huddling together with other males in the colony to keep warm. By the time the females return, these male penguins will have been protecting the eggs for 65 days. They won't have eaten for 115 days and will have lost nearly half of their body weight. Once the eggs hatch, the females feed and raise the young, while the males head to the ocean to feed.